Hey guys, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Got a question real quick before we get into the episode for the fellas. Hey fellas, do you like clothes? Yeah, you probably do. You like to wear cool clothes. Are you having trouble these days building your wardrobe? Yeah, can I be honest? I have, okay? I go on stage, I wear what's around, I like cool shit, but sometimes I don't know what cool is. And I got to tell you guys, there's a company called 5-4. Have you heard of them? Yeah, you probably have, because fucking Chris Paul, Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, Aziz Ansari, Don Cheadle, Troy Polamalu, Zac Efron, Adam Ray, all sport 5-4 clothing. I like to look good. I know you do too. If you're a dude, you like to look good because looking good makes you feel good. Chicks like it. It helps your business, whatever you're doing. Look, I don't like taking time to shop. All right, I don't like going to the mall. You wander around aimlessly. You're like, do I want pants or shorts? I don't know what I'm doing here. 5-4 has it all, okay? Most dudes, once they find a brand, they lock in. They want to get what they get and get the fuck out. 5-4 came along, you know why? Because they wanted to help educate dudes on how to dress better, how to personalize your style, how to find exactly what you're looking for, you know, depending on what the situation is. So all you got to do is this. You go onto the website, you create a profile, whether you're looking for clothes for your office, the club, just a chill weekend with the boys, you're going out on a second date with a girl, and you don't know how you should dress to impress. 5-4 has you covered on every level. There's profiles that range from classic to casual to forward to mix. I wear 5-4 all the time, all right, because I love looking good. I like their style. I like their clothes. I like the personal touch you get to put on it. And especially on stage doing stand-up, I like to feel good and look presentable. You're selling your brand. They've got everything, too, that's great and in season. They've got shorts and button-ups, jackets and jeans when it's chillier. When you sign up to become a 5-4 Club member, here's what you get, all right? A simple, affordable way to expand your wardrobe. That's what they started, and that's what they do. The clothes are dope. You get a personalized member experience, all right? This is what a lot of other fashion lines don't offer, okay? Dependable how-to-wear style suggestions from dudes who look good and are killing it in the clothing game, man. When you look good, you feel good, you act good, you live good, you love good, you fuck good. All right? You also get curated collections selected by personal stylists, all right? You put in what you like, what you're feeling, what you're vibing out, your personal preferences, and they help you find what that is clothing-wise, all right? You also get free size exchanges. That doesn't happen with every business. And free delivery. Do you know how many fucking businesses slack because they don't do free delivery? You also get easy style profile edits. You want to go on your profile, make a change, do it free of charge. And you can only get all this if you sign up to be a 5-4 Club member. All right, so go to 5-4club.com, create a profile, okay, and use the promo code ALN when you sign up to get discounted off your first package, all right? Also, if you sign up this month, you get a free pair of Robert Geller shades. Do you know who Robert Geller is? Oh, I don't know. Just maybe named best new menswear designer in 2009. He's collaborated with Levi's, G-Shock, Yeezy, Season 1. Remember that? Well, if you sign up this month for 54club.com and use the promo code ALN, you're going to get a free pair of Robert Geller shades. What the fuck? Free dope shades. Usually priced at $200. You're going to get them for free when you sign up this month for 54club.com. Use the promo code ALN. I'm telling you, I did it. Brad just signed up for it and has already been rocking some of his fucking pants and shirts. And, you know, I got to be honest, he's upgraded. Brad was always a decent dresser to me. I was like, hey, bro, out with the Hot Topic shirts from back in the day. I know you used to work there. I know you got hooked up, but it's time to change your life. All right? Go to 54club.com right now. Put in promo code ALN. $60 a month, dude, and start living and feeling better, man. Start creating your profile, putting in your style, preferences and ideas, and then work with the team and start to get your wardrobe intact, man. Their suggestions are on point. They know clothes better than we do, all right? Most dudes are like, I know how to dress. I know it looks good. Yeah, you do to a point, man, but everybody needs a little help. Don Cheadle fucking wears these clothes. Don Cheadle! I don't know about you, but I model my life after Don Cheadle. 54club.com. Use promo code ALN and start looking doper. You see that? I'm already using cooler words. Dressed up in 5-4 and I'm already making up words like doper. And now, enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Bonus episode! Oh, yeah. That's right. I told you there was going to be one. And today, Could not think of a better guest to be the bonus episode. Our boy, my pal, your pal, about to be a giant fucking movie star. The one and only Adam Devine returns to the podcast. And this might be his best appearance yet. We laughed really fucking hard in this one. Sorry for cursing, Mom. Some lady just told me recently in, where was I, Denver, "You were very funny, but why all the cursing?" And I go, you know what? I don't know. I love the word. Fuck is a great word. I use it to accent moments. I guess I could take it out. And I've tried to scale back. I'm telling you guys right now, it wasn't one of my New Year's resolutions. But I've tried to make an attempt to scale it back. But it's just a great word. I like words. You know that. I like words. Get off my fucking back. Adam returns, and this is just a top-to-bottom fun-ass episode. Not only do we talk about his new movie, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, which is coming out in June. Make sure to pay attention for trailers for that. You'll start to see him everywhere. He's about to hit a big international press tour with his co-star, Zac Efron. It's going to be big, man. Adam has obviously been in Pitch Perfect, The Intern. These are side supporting roles, man. He's now a lead in what is testing very well for Fox. This is going to be a big comedy. Anna Kendrick, Aubrey Plaza, our boy Sam Richardson from Veep, fam and friend of the podcast, Efron and Devine. Come on, what more can you ask for? This is going to take Adam up a notch. And I'm pumped that he came by to talk about it, man. We also get into season 3 of his stand-up comedy showcase show, House Party, which, of course, I was on the first season. We did last season in New Orleans, and Adam let me come back out to do all the audience warm-up for season 3 in Hawaii, baby. Hawaii. Never been. It was crazy. A lot of fun. A lot of 80-year-old dudes with six-packs walking around just like, it ain't no thing. I'm 80 years old because all I eat is pineapple and wind because I'm 80 with a six-pack. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Hawaii, never been. Great spot for the show. Comedians all crushed it. Adam actually let me be in a couple episodes, which I'll just let you guys discover that. I think it's midway through the season. I play a Comedy Central executive in one episode and then a cop in another. Pretty fucking great. Adam crushed it. The comics crushed it. Season 3 of Adam Devine's House Party premieres tonight on Comedy Central at 12:30. And I believe every Thursday for the next 13 weeks. So tune into that. Set your DVRs. And also set your DVRs while we're talking TV for Separation Anxiety, my TBS show premiering March 8th on TBS. Airing for 14 weeks. You get 14-hour episodes, baby. 14 one-hour episodes. Separation Anxiety, myself, Eliza Schlesinger, hosting a new game show, relationship, dating, prank, whatever. It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to love it. TBS, Separation Anxiety, March 8th. We're almost there. We also get into this episode, holy shit, we talked a lot of 90s punk band talk, which was really funny because we all grew up on that shit, and it was hilarious to hear which bands influenced who, and our, you know, the cruises that we all went on. And Adam breaks down for us how to write a 90s hit punk song. It's fucking so funny. We also get into racist mom talk. I'll just let you listen to that little gem of a story from my life. Sweet old Puddin'. She ain't racist, but she had a slip-up. Anyway, the episode's amazing. It opens with some great stories from Adam's mokercycle. From his mokercycle days, when he was riding on the mokercycle. When he was riding his motorcycle, he picked up a motorcycle, and he takes it around town, and he is not good. He falls off a lot, but he's the first to admit it. And that story right off the bat is just a great pot opener. Adam's the man. He's always great when he comes by. So follow him on Twitter, at Adam Devine. Follow me on Twitter, at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter, at Funny Brad. And go see Brad, because he's doing stand-up comedy this weekend. As I mentioned before, Brad, tomorrow night in Orinda, California, is at the Orinda Theater. At 7:30. So go see Brad in Orinda, California at the Orinda Theater. If you live near whoever the fuck that is, go see it. I'm sure those people are great and in need of some laughs because they live in Orinda. And then, of course, next weekend, March 10th through the 12th, I'm sorry, through the 13th, Brad will be in Cleveland, Ohio, March 10th through the 13th at the Cleveland Improv. Go see Brad. Get your tickets at improv.com. All the rest of his tour dates at bradwilliamscomedy.com. Where am I going to be? Well, I'll tell you, man. I've got a lot of L.A. dates coming up. Check AdamRayTV.com for all my L.A. dates. I'll be headlining the Irvine Improv in Irvine, California on March 15th. That's a Tuesday at 8 p.m. Irvine, California, Irvine Improv, headlining March 15th. Come out and see me on a Tuesday night. March 24th, I will be in Inglewood, Colorado at the Gothic Theater with Michael Ian Black. Come see me there. And then, of course, April 1st and 2nd, I'll be in La Jolla, California. That's San Diego adjacent at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, California. April 1st and 2nd, get your tickets at comedyclub.com. And then, of course, Laugh Boston in Boston, Massachusetts, April 28th through the 30th at Laugh Boston in Boston, Massachusetts. Get your tickets at laughboston.com. And go to astoymerchandise.com to get your ALN merch, baby. We've got shirts. We've got hats. We've got mugs. We've got posters. If you haven't gotten a commemorative ALN poster yet, pick one up, man. Put a lot of work into making those. I'm pretty pumped on them. I've got one, and it's dope. You should get one. Get it signed. Bring it to the show. We'll sign it. Or just put it up in your apartment so people can go, that's a cool-ass poster, man. Kevin Nealon, Tony Danza, Dana Carvey, Lisa Kudrow, Adam Devine, Whitney Cummings, Paul Feig, Bobby Lee, all in one poster? And you go, hell yeah, man. ALN podcast till I die. So get those posters at estoymerchandise.com, E-S-T-O-Y merchandise.com. And, of course, you can, you know, do that shopping through the About Last Night podcast through the Amazon banner. All past and present episodes on aboutlastnightpodcast.com, iTunes, Stitcher, your Android or iPhone device, wherever you're getting the podcast. We appreciate the love and the listens. Continue to subscribe. Tell your friends. Every day, tell somebody about the podcast, you know. And those comments on the iTunes page, by the way, you guys are killing it. Getting a lot of great messages. The comments on the iTunes page help us climb the charts. The 5-star ratings are also beautiful. Take 2 seconds right now before the episode starts. Go to the iTunes page, type in About Last Night, 5-star rating, comment on the page. We appreciate the love. And that love translates into Fan of the Week selections, which, of course, our last Fan of the Week this past Monday was Andy Madsen from Minnesota. He came out to Brad and I's shows with his Titanic shirt. We signed it. We high-fived. We chatted it up. Andy Madsen, you're the shit. ALN Fan of the Week. And, of course, send those emails. Send those tweets. Those iTunes comments. Coming to shows. All that love and support. We love it. We appreciate it. And we want to call you guys out for it and share it with the world by giving you ALN merch and a shout-out on the pod for being fans and listeners. So continue to hit us up on all fronts, social media, live at shows, whatever, letting us know that you're fans, and hopefully you'll become a fan of the week. Now that we got the fan stuff out of the way, those are the Twitter handles, those are the tour dates, that's all the merch info, and now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with comedian, funny man, actor, and now 90s punk lyricist, the one and only, Adam Devine.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day, so come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
The main guy, Mark McGrath, or like the entire band, or can we just refer to Mark McGrath as Sugar Ray? Because no one goes like, oh, I hung out with Sugar Ray, the bass player.
The DJist?
Yeah.
The black
solid
guy that they only had for that one song?
Yeah. Oh, Fly?
Yeah.
Look, 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 hi, hi, hi.
He just did that. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, he probably brags to the band, like, you know, your one hit was because of me, right?
First, I would.
Hell yeah.
I drove my motorcycle the other night.
Yeah.
And dropped it again. And
we'll edit this out.
Yeah.
I only want people to think Adam Devine kills it on the cycle.
Yeah.
Motor style.
Went to pick it up, and you know how I can't – I don't have any feeling in my legs because I was hit by a cement truck when I was a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't feel that the pipe was scalding hot, and I was just pressing my leg against it trying to pick up my 650-pound motorcycle that's like on a mountainside. And so like I'm pressing my whole body against it. I go 2 days – I'm shooting this movie, Why Him, with James Franco and Bryan Cranston, and I'm in a scene with those two.
Awesome. Yeah.
And and I keep just fucking my line up, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, God. My leg is fucking killing me. And they're like,
so you could feel that. So the pain came through later.
Yeah, like 2 days later. And
seems
I'm like
a long time.
Yeah. And I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know, I need some Advil or some shit. And they're like, is it because your pants are so tight? Because I was wearing like skin tight pants. I peeled my pant leg up. I have this gnarly fucking burn.
What?
I'll show you a photo. It's fucking
Jesus, dude.
Gnarly looking.
Oh my, like oh well, I mean, you could tell people that you got it in the war or something, at least. But I don't know.
Do people still say stuff like that?
I don't know.
When you're in your 30s.
That's just what I
pulled
up and
shit,
saw.
Dude.
Yeah. What? Here, let me see.
Dude, it looks like somebody threw some Nickelodeon gack at your leg and it stuck and then turned into a scab.
I mean, you could go and do a scene for the movie Alien and not have to go to makeup with that thing.
That's fucking... I can't believe that you... So the amount of injury that your leg endured back in the day, you really can't feel... I mean, I feel like there's not too many feelings stronger than the burning metal pipe of a motorcycle to test your...
Yeah, no, it was weird. I haven't had that experience since I was a little kid playing baseball. And, like, not a little kid, but I was like...
You're like the villain
like
from
15.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't feel anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, haven't seen it.
Spoiler.
Come on.
Okay, it's really good.
I mean, anyway, you should have seen
next
it.
Next thing you're going to tell me that Ryan Reynolds is the star.
Actually T.J. Miller.
Okay, thank you.
He kills it.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, like I was like 14 or 15 playing baseball, and I took like a line drive to the shin and picked it up and played. And like the next inning, like next time we like went out on the field, I'm playing, and the umpire was like, time out, and he runs right over to me. He's like, are you okay? I thought like... When the umpire runs over you, you assume like
he's a fan.
You're
and he couldn't contain his excitement.
Yeah.
Dude, you are the best 9-year-old I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're hilarious. You should be a comedian.
The way you chew your mitt, dude.
Yeah. Listen, my brother's a talent scout.
This is my moment.
The ump agency?
Yeah. But my shin was just bleeding profusely. It was just like split wide
open. You couldn't feel it.
Couldn't feel it, yeah.
Good Lord.
So, I mean, so I was going to ask how the motorcycle ride is going, but
well, now we know.
I wrote it here, man. Okay, yeah.
All right. So at least you're dedicated.
So I guess it is true.
If anything.
So I guess it is true. If you get knocked down, you get up again.
And you're never going to keep me down.
That's the great philosopher Chumbawamba.
Yeah. You know what, though?
I believe there.
There will
Danny
be
a... Boy.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah. Because you're like... Who the fuck is Danny Boy? And why is he singing about
him? How come we're only
like
talking
Danny
about
must
him?
Handle it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, Danny lays the pipe.
He's bringing it.
Now,
if Chumba, from Chumbawamba.
Wait, now, the same way we just talked about the black dude Sugar Ray, which doesn't get mentioned, which he's probably bringing up at parties. Mm-hmm. Chumbawamba, that's one, right? It wasn't Chumba and Wamba. It wasn't like.
I think it was a whole group.
It wasn't like Cheech and Chong, and then they just.
It was a whole group of.
Because you don't say Chumba and Wamba.
No. Although
I mean, we don't know, so we shouldn't.
Although
pretend we
if
do.
I have two kids, those are good name options.
Yeah,
if you're an asshole,
these are my children, Chumba and Wamba.
If you're just a straight
Wamba.
Up piece of
you
shit.
Will,
Wamba is great.
You will never Wamba's stop high fiving people. Yeah. Like it would just
Wamba.
Be. I mean, your hand at the end of the day would look like your leg from all the beatdowns of high fives you'd be getting. It'd be insane. Have you told your parents about the motorcycle? Do they know about it?
Yeah, my dad like went with me.
He's all about it.
My dad's all about it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you tell him about the times you drop it?
Yeah. I tell him.
What does he say?
You got to keep practicing. You know.
Yeah. You're gonna fall.
That is divine.
Yeah. Just says it like it is.
Yeah. I could imagine your mom just freaking out. Your mom, who I had dinner with a few weeks ago in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's awesome that you had dinner with my parents. I love
it. So rad.
I love it.
Big fan of that.
Is that weird when you get a call like, hey, your friend's in town. We're taking them out to dinner. Like, is that weird for you or is it cool?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, because like for me, I know that if one of my buddies was like, hey, I'm in town from whatever and you're on the road, but Your parents agreed to take me out to dinner, I'd be like, oh God, my dad's gonna say something racist.
I hope your dad says something racist.
Well, it's just a shitty dinner.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, man,
insane this is... racist dads. Yeah. Are the best.
You want to hear a great racist story from my mom? Sweet old Puddin'. She my two
unintentional racist.
I want to say my only two Asian buddies, but I've got I think four. Six. The math is tough on that, ironically.
Yeah, they really don't respect that.
But in high school, my two best Asian friends, and they're over for dinner. Mm-hmm. And my mom, you know, she's from small-town Oklahoma. They just have, I think, probably the same way in Omaha. They have their own jargon and lingo for certain, like, you know, affectionate terms or just like...
Well, what did she say? She's like, hey, little cheeky chink.
Not too far, dude. She brings out some veggies. And she called them chinks. No, she goes, you guys want some celery chinks? No, she goes, she brings out the dip, and she, for whatever reason, she always calls it like gook, like gook.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like dip is gook.
Okay.
But she
gook?
Definitely extended the O's. And I'll never forget the looks on both Adam and Chris's face. She sets it down and goes, do you boys want some gook? And they literally both just turned to her and then started like just dying laughing.
Oh,
and then
God.
She couldn't get it. And then
she had just had no idea.
We never told her.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Bless her
heart. At least with someone like your mom, like you, if she says anything like that, you kind of give her the benefit of the doubt because she's so damn sweet. So you go like, okay, there's no way.
And even if she meant it, you'd be like, you're so sweet. I'm going to let that one slide.
Yeah. Oh, you get that one.
You get two racist salad dressing slurs a year.
Sure. Oh, man. There was one time I was in Hartford, Connecticut, and as we do when we're on the road, we got to do press, and I was doing one of those like weird Today shows, like it's a knockoff, like Good Morning Connecticut, like one of those things, and one of the Desperate Housewives from who knows where was on as well, and I guess she had a shoe line, and I'm in the green room, the housewife is in the green room, and then the segment producer comes back and says like, okay, so you're going on first, then Brad, you're going on next, and so she made eye contact with me, mm-hmm. and then looked back and goes, oh, and I'm so glad you're here, to the housewife. She's like, I love your shoes, your heels are great, I wear heels all the time, when I don't wear my heels I feel like such a fucking midget. And I'm just like,
oh my God,
hey there. And then she turns and goes, oh shit.
Oops. Oh, wow.
And I'm like, well, I know what I'm going to be talking about during my morning segment. And then she just starts freaking out, like, do not talk about that. Do not talk. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about that now.
From all
did you talk
lines.
About it?
Of course I talked about it.
Yeah.
And until we were live. She was on the microphone.
Just going, definitely don't talk about that. And three, and two, and don't talk about it.
Don't say that.
Don't talk about it. Go. Yeah.
That's exactly what she was doing. Like, and just make sure that that's just in the past. It's like, well, yeah, but that's a pretty big thing. Yeah. So, we're going to talk about that. So, yeah, and I had fun with it. I mentioned her by name. Like, I was like, and your producer, Janelle. And like, and when I got to the back room once the segment was done, there was a line of crew members to high five me.
Yeah.
To just like, we were shaking the camera. We were laughing so hard. I was like, ha ha. That's what you get.
Fuck Janelle.
You hear me, Janelle?
Yeah.
I'd say she might get fired and go to a lame job, but she's already running a weird morning show in a small town in Connecticut.
Oh,
so
shit.
Who knows?
I was going to ask if you've ever had a press snafu, but I think last time we were here you talked about – I think you just done Letterman, and you talked about when you tripped on the way out.
Oh, yeah. I walked directly into a pole.
Which, by the way, those walkouts are just so – I mean, it's like the initial reveal is such a, I don't want to say iconic moment, but it's just such a, also as the person who's the guest, like it's that curtain reveal, it's like, it's a big
pretty
fucking
cool.
deal. Yeah.
Well, on Letterman, you would have to, at least when I did it, you had to like go out and make a hard right,
right.
And then you're all of a sudden you're there. And you want me to tell the story again, or
I already told it.
Yeah,
yeah, but sorry, I walked right into
summarize.
Yeah,
summarize.
I like to rehash old stories. Get the shorter version.
Yeah, I was trying to do a bit where I was acting scared from the old man
right.
who was like, okay, now it's go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like I was scared. I'm like, I'm just kidding. I'm a pro. I can handle this. And then I walked out and walked directly into a pool. But another snafu I just had, I was giving a press interview.
For Mike and Dave?
For Mike and Dave.
Yeah, baby.
And they're like, how's Zac Efron? And I'm like,
that's all they want to know.
Yeah, and I'm like, huge dick. And they're like, oh my God, really? And I'm like, no, he has a huge dick. And it's handsome. It's as handsome as he is. And veiny like his arms.
More abs.
And I'm just obviously like,
has abs. The abbiest cock.
Yeah.
He has which, dick abs.
Which, by the way, the abbiest cock is a Judy Blume book I will be pitching next year.
Absolutely.
And so it just got picked up everywhere, like hundreds of like tabloid like websites just like Adam Devine says Zac Efron has a handsome cock, and now I'm like I get tweeted at by like gaytimes.com like every day now.
What?
Where they're just like, tell us more about it.
Slowly yeah. with details. Hold on, let me get my lotion.
Also,
do you have any pictures?
Hey, how fucking bizarre. Like, there's not a straight. It's not like Straight Guy Magazine, and then we're just reaching out to
right.
to guys going like, tell us all the details of her pussy.
Yeah, it's like,
tell us the pussy details.
The pussy pertinence.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like hit up Leo DiCaprio and be like, all right, so you described every inch of every Victoria's Secret model you've ever been with.
Well, like, chill out, gay dude. Gay, whoever is the editor-in-chief of Gay Times Magazine.
Is it, by the way, I feel like you're making that up.
No,
it's
I swear.
A real
look it up. Gay Times.
How many? Is it a large following? They have a giant.
I don't know. There's also another one like called Attitude or something.
Yeah.
That
there's just so many sites and blogs and like.
Yeah, but I'm the foremost authority on Zac Efron's cock right
it's
now.
It's so
all right. I can't believe. I'm going
also,
to this
the fact
website,
that you described it as handsome makes people more curious.
Yeah. Well,
because nobody ever calls a cock handsome.
Yeah, I'm like
big,
as handsome
maybe,
as he is,
throbbing. If you're looking at mine, but not handsome.
Yeah.
I told Zac, I'm like, yeah, man, you should, or I was like, hey, man, sorry about this. He's like, dude, it's hilarious. Now I got to say something about your cock.
Dude, and that's why he's the shit.
Yeah,
dude.
He's great. He's like, oh, you talked about my cock. I should talk about your cock.
I mean, that's
and
such
I'm
a
like,
great...
that's hilarious because literally zero gossip websites would go with it.
Oh, he did.
Literally zero. No, he didn't.
Oh,
but I mean,
okay.
Well, maybe he did. No one covered it.
Really, it wasn't like, oh, I mean,
that's great press for the movie.
I don't know. It is right here on the cover of Gay Times Magazine's website.
Oh my God.
They have a picture of your cock.
I'm trying to get it out there, man.
It's like, I'm trying to send dick pics.
Yeah.
It needs some press.
Uh-huh. That by the way, if we're being completely honest, if you tweeted just a regular dick and said, here's his dick, like, you can't ask for better press for the movie.
I think you should. Just, you know what?
Well, that's not what I was getting to. I was just saying, what would
we
be
we definitely
fun?
Wanted to go out, and this might be blowing it. I mean, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
But we wanted to do press where we, I mean, it's not really press. We basically just, like, kind of call paparazzi on ourselves or go somewhere where we know paparazzi will be.
Yeah.
And, like, go out to lunch together.
Yeah.
And then just wear tight pants and just wear the hugest fake cocks in our pants.
Dude, Ad, yeah, man.
And then just be like talking
be more...
and like, and have these all these paparazzi taking our photos with just these massive,
well,
like,
they
hilariously
do that.
Big cocks.
Well, because like there's a story. I don't know why I know so much detail about this, but when you get the star, you'll understand. Remember that photo of like John Hamm? Where it was where I was like,
that's
it's
where I got
it's
the idea.
Down to his knee. Like it's insane.
By the way, it's big.
Ham.
Whole ham.
Oh, come on, man. That's.
Part of me wants to do it and then write like an organization, like World Wildlife Federation, on my hand. You know how like big stars will be
right.
Like they'll like cover their face with like
and then it's like some sort of shout out to whoever,
to whatever like organization.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's so those types of things
save the whales. First whale you need to save, my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also like the amount of, I mean, you know, and you're just starting to really feel this, but like with Efron, the amount of press he's done for movies and junkets, there probably is a part of him that's like, what, like, you know, and most actors are probably just like, fuck it, let me do something completely different. Like, you're giving the same answers, like you just said, like, every publication and press is, like, asking, like, what's he, I'm sure they're like.
I think he's pretty pumped on, well, I mean, I know he is, he's told me that he was, like, pumped on doing press with me, because we're going to go on, like, a huge international press.
It's going to be awesome.
Berlin.
Are you really?
And, like, London and awesome. Paris and Australia and, like, all over the world promoting this movie.
So you're going to have to learn how to say Zac Efron's penis in, like, 12 different languages.
Yeah. And I think he's excited to do it with me because I'm going to be so bad at it. I'm like, because I don't have I don't have that filter of like movie star filter of knowing how to say things.
You're coming
like
from correctly. Workaholics TV, say what you want. They want to hear what you say, what you want.
Yeah. And
they're living that podcast life.
But yeah, like about last night. As a comedian, people get excited when you go kind of off the rails and that you give not typical responses. So, yeah, the fact that you're now doing these major press junkets, whereas – because for the – now, you had some press junket experience when you, like, did The Intern and, like, you had to hear what's it like –
yeah, you were good with that stuff.
Yeah, what's it like to work with Robert De Niro 1,427 times. Yeah,
I did it for Pitch Perfect. And so I've done it a few times, but I've never done it as the lead of the movie.
Where there's more cameras and eyeballs on you.
Where they actually, like – are spending a lot of money sending you around the world. Like,
okay, yeah, so there's more expectations.
Yeah. Which, I'm you know, I think Fox knows what they got with me.
Hell yeah.
You know that, what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, they're really fucking blowing it. If they're like, no, he's going to...
No, should have gotten David Hyde Pierce if you want it clean.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. Wild man.
Yeah, it's like. Well, we couldn't get Daniel Day-Lewis, so we got Adam Devine.
Yeah, that's one step down.
Just one.
DL.
Just one. Do they give you
it's a cliff?
Do they give you any sort of press prep class? Like I heard from the guys on Undateable, they gave them a social media class at NBC where they were like, "This is how you tweet about the show."
No, I mean I know like Chloe, my girlfriend Chloe Bridges, she was a Disney kid, and so she had to go through, like, they straight up go to, like, 3 days of school.
Disney camp.
To learn. And so, like, she, like, dated me. She's like, what are you doing? Like, you shouldn't post that. Like you're making the Washington Monument your cock? Like, that is a bad post. Like, you're going to get so much flack. And I'm like, who is going to?
No.
You know,
like,
what?
Washington's family is going to get right. We respect the memorial.
If I see one more cock picture out of that monument.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, the British.
It used to be where it's like, well, like, don't do anything weird like that, because then who knows? You can never be president. But nowadays, with the current election, I'd be like, well, that would actually help you.
Yeah.
If like,
no shit.
Like, at this point, I think Trump could, like, just do a photo of the of like the Washington Monument, like a cock photo.
I wonder if that would make him more likable.
It probably would.
People are so weirdly on board. He could be like, I sit on my thumb. I sit on my thumb every day, and I'm the best at sitting on my thumb. And people are like, he sits on his thumb.
I know, dude.
He likes his thumb in his ass when he tells a speech.
I do it too. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Are you following any of the? I feel like I know the answer to that, but I feel like you're a little bit up to date.
I know everything. So hit me.
So do you feel that Trump's stance on immigration rivals that of a Marco Rubio, or do you think it's a little like more extreme than Ted Cruz's?
All I know is that wall is going to be bigger than anything you've ever seen. It's going to be higher than this room, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Next question.
Like what the Connect Four wall is to Brad. It'll be that. For Mexicans.
I fucking hate that Connect Four wall.
It's always keeping you down.
He keeps me down, man. I mean, so sometimes I get into a fight with the girlfriend, and she just puts down the Connect Four wall, and I can't get back to bed.
No!
That's so funny.
And I don't even get to sleep on the couch. I sleep on the ottoman. It's fine.
Wasn't Connect Four – I just had, by the way, a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids conversation 2 nights ago, and we were talking about
– lucky.
Dude, we talked about how amazing it would be to have made that movie as one of the kids. And then we talked about, and I don't think this has ever been brought about, that the aunt in that movie was like a, you know, killer at the beginning. Remember when they first ran into it? It was like trying to, you know, steal their shit and take them out. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, if you remember, he fought off one of the bugs.
A scorpion, right?
A scorpion.
Yeah.
And then, remember they put like the little fucking donut hole in front of his face, and then he like ran him back to safety? Anyway, I was
guess you remember a little more about
my
that
point
movie
is the first time I cried and got an erection was during Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Because that was a sweet moment, and the oldest daughter was, she showed just enough cleavage.
I'm starting to really delve into your whole psyche.
Can you get on board with this?
Yeah.
Can you remember the movie?
I do, yeah.
Are we going into first erection conversations?
I guess what I'm trying to say is...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. First erection?
Why did I just bring that up? We're talking about Trump.
You segued that real hard into the first hard dick story.
Did the aunt have a similar hairstyle? I'm trying to see like the through line
it's
here.
It's like you wrote down a list of topics that we're talking about, and that was one of them that you starred, and you were like, I'm getting it in. I'm getting it in.
Not at all, quite honestly.
Well, Adam did his hilarious Trump impression where he sounded exactly like himself.
Well, I mean, you have to admit, when you're doing these press junkets and you're asked the same question for the thousandth time, you're not going to get a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reference in those. So,
it's hard to do.
You don't prep on any of those, though, do you?
No. I mean, you just it's kind of – they sort of on purpose – give the like a lesser known like websites or publications the first few so you kind of get warmed up and then they start bringing in the
heavy hitters the Katie Couric's the
Couric constantly Bryant Gumbel
Ahmad Rashad
I'm talking to Ahmad constantly
that would be dope actually.
I mean,
come on,
NBA inside stuff, man. Come on,
just so you can look in the
Clippers
camera.
New mascot?
No.
Yes, the condor.
Yeah. Condor. Chuck, the condor.
Okay, I'm on board with the animal. The name could use some massaging.
He came from the ceiling. He does flips.
Holy
he donks basketballs.
Mm-hmm. Everything you want in a condor.
Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers.
Flies
dunked,
in on him?
Oh. Dunked a basketball.
Steve Ballmer jumped off a trampoline.
No, and he did.
Dunked
the
a basketball, and then we
fourth
all
fourth richest man in the country.
Then we all won red Chuck Taylors, everyone at the game. So I got it.
What?
I got it. Yeah, I'm going to get a pair of.
How did you win red Chuck Taylors? Just because you were there for mascot night?
Everyone there since Steve Ballmer made the dunk gets Chuck Taylors. Which I would have loved it if he's like, didn't make it. None of you get Chuck Taylors.
The biggest shoe dick tease ever.
See, because he should learn from Oprah. Oprah didn't be like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. You know what? Fuck you! You don't get a car.
By the way, it would have been great if she stopped at one person and was like, "You get a car. You get a car. You."
Nah,
you look like you can't probably drive.
Not you.
You look like you're gonna wreck it, you woman.
God, that would be so funny.
That's incredible. The mascot changeup does not happen a lot. Most of these teams are stuck with their.
Well, they don't have a. They never had a mascot.
I can't. Wow.
So, like, were they just in some war room and were like, okay, too many people are talking about Blake Griffin punching our equipment manager. We need a new story. Old guy, dunk, take some acid and draw a picture of a bird, and that's going to be our new mascot.
That's it.
Done. Winner.
The condor. We all know the condor, right? No. It's a state bird.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with.
New Orleans did it.
Yeah, the pelican. Yeah. We can't be the only. How do you deciding the mascot? It's I guess it has to be an animal, right? There's no abominable snowman. The
Clippers
couldn't
have
gone.
Well, you can't be a guy. You can't be like a white guy. You can't just be a man because then people are like, "What about women?"
Yeah,
like you have to be an animal.
Who was that? Who was exclaiming their desire for a woman mascot?
My girlfriend and mom.
What about women? So does it make the games more fun? Has there already been an increase in enthusiasm?
I watched like SportsCenter, and they were just shitting on it. It was the best.
Butcher Gross?
People are. He hugged Jay-Z and Beyonce. Well,
what do you want out of a condor?
He came by. High-fived
us. That's a pretty solid mascot. Like,
move.
He
right
kickoff
away.
Move to just hug Queen Bee. Come on, man.
He comes out there. You're like, oh yeah, this guy's fun, but can he flip? He did a backward somersault flip off the trampoline. As part of the dunk team crew.
Done.
Yeah.
Dude,
what
else
sold,
do you want?
Like, sold on Chuck.
Listen.
Now I can mark that off my list of shit. And that was the first time I had a heart.
Well, at least bird related, maybe.
Yeah, 32. I've seen Chuck the Condor.
Dude, that's so dope. It does take the game up a notch if they're. And also, it sounds like because some of these mascots just aren't athletic. You know, they come out, they jump, they do a couple fucking handstands. You're like, I could do that in the fourth grade, bitch.
Well, because really? I mean, and
no, you couldn't. I thought you were a fat kid.
All right, maybe the eighth grade. But the point is,
yeah, I mean, and then all mascots, like the second any mascot comes out, you're gonna probably make fun of it because in the end, it's a guy inside of a weird costume.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to make fun
shots
of.
Shots fired, dude.
Hey, I used to work at Disneyland. I
from a guy who's in a movie called Mascots. Brad's in the Christopher Guest mascot movie.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I play a mascot, so I don't know why they didn't like ask me to do it. I've got mascot experience.
I mean that's actually brilliant.
Talk to Steve.
Does Condor need a wingman? No pun intended. Yeah. Does he need a sidekick? Does he need a mini Condor?
I mean, he needs a baby Condor.
Baby Condor.
Oh.
Baby Condor.
Dude,
yeah,
BC.
Baby Chuck. Little Chuck.
Little Chuck.
Yeah.
This is not a bad idea.
Come on. At halftime I birth from an egg. every halftime.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well we gotta go a few years with Chuck. We gotta get used to Chuck. We gotta start looking. We're one game in with Chuck.
Okay. Can't be having babies.
You can't have a baby number two. Where do you go from there?
Well, I
Chuck
mean,
has a family. Two games.
Chuck's Chuck's girl is like there's a custody battle over little Chuck. We have to go to court at halftime.
I mean, there Jesus, could be a moment.
I guess it's L.A., but they really tell stories.
Yeah, I mean, there could be a moment where like, Maury Povich comes out, and, like, so I'm there funny. As the baby Condor. He's like, Chuck, you are the father. It's like, well, of course he is. He's the only fucking Condor in the room.
Yeah. I mean, we just wrote a whole movie. Yeah.
And then Danny the Condor swoops in. It's like,
yo, wait a minute.
I got something to say.
He's taller.
He's got my wingspan.
Yeah.
Man, you are becoming like the Jack Nicholson of Clipper fans.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You're like, you know, the official celebrity fan.
That's a great call.
I'm there all the time. Yeah. I get no love. You know what happened was I've been going to Clipper games for several years now. And since Blake Griffin got there, I've been going to a lot of games. And in the past two seasons, I've been season ticket holder, going to, I would say, like 85% of the games.
Up close and personal.
And,
developing a relationship with the food people.
With the players, with the food. Pedro, my guy, with Zandra, my security girl.
Dude.
You know. I'm in it. And then Jay-Z and Beyonce come all willy-nilly whenever they want. Yeah. They get the best seats. They get on the Jumbotron.
They're bouncing third quarter.
Yeah, they're leaving. They're leaving. Oh. You know, I'm sticking around.
'Cause you're a fan.
Until almost halfway through the fourth quarter.
Now, do people come up and bother you during the game, or is it like it's L.A. and they're kind of good about that?
Yeah, people are cool about it. It's mostly like after the game.
Ah, when you're trying to walk out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, because I've always wondered, because when Adam and I went to the Laker game and I got on the Jumbotron and like when we were walking back to the car, like everyone was stopping us.
He couldn't go 2 feet. I swear to God, it's probably the closest I'll ever feel to walking with a Beatle. And I say that it sounds jokingly, but I kid you not, could not walk two steps because. His dancing was fucking brilliant, if you haven't seen it. And
I did not see that.
Yeah. Oh,
we got to watch it.
Yeah,
we got these tickets. We won these tickets. We sat courtside. We were walking to the game. I go, Brad, two things. Kiss Cam? He goes, I'm in. I go, secondly.
have to. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, you have to.
I go,
cannot hesitate.
Yeah, I go,
by
dance.
The way, you and Zac Efron can totally use that idea.
Yeah.
For sure. Great idea. With the big dicks.
We just whip out our huge fake.
Stop box. Sword fighting. Oh, my God. All right.
Do it.
I double dare you. Yeah, so then he starts.
Chuck comes over, starts pecking at it. Chuck's got a worm.
Oh, man.
Come on, Clipper PR team.
Yeah.
We got gold here for
Let's
you.
Let's go, Dennis Rogers. I know your name.
Calling him out. Wow.
But no, I mean, I feel like there's also with the games, the amount of people that say what up is getting, like last time we were there, Lea Michele, Efron, the heads of companies. I'm like, oh shit, Mike and Dave trailers have dropped.
Like, people know your stock's on the rise, my friend.
Woo! I hope I get a ton of free shit. That's all I want. Yeah. I hope the wave rides for like 2 years and I just get all the free shit.
You just want a closet full of bathrobes that like talk shows have sent you. Like, this is my Ellen bathrobe.
Give you
this is my Jimmy Kimmel bathrobe.
Are GoPros? That's the one gift that like everyone that's like GoPro is pretty cool. But I have like 8 GoPros now.
Yeah. Have you used one?
No, I've never used them, but they're great for regifting. Because people love it. You know?
It's a great gift.
Well, yeah, hey, now you can use it on your bike.
I can. I don't want that footage up there.
The footage of you like eating shit.
Yeah, or the footage of me going, oh.
Yeah, it's the audio you don't want leaked.
Yeah. Right. So so a car like briefly cuts in front of you and just.
Well, I have to make my way down the mountain. And today 2 cars came up while I was weaving my way down the mountain. And it's fucking scary.
Well, it's scary driving in the city at all. Do you know I almost hit 2 people today? Like, nice. As close as I've ever come to hitting people.
Really? Why?
Because they came out of nowhere. I pulled out of 2 different parking lots.
Because they had 49er hats on.
Well, hey, you know where you are. I'm pulling out of this little alleyway. And
by the way, you are so Seahawks out right now. Why are you so Seattled?
I like the shirt. My dad gave it to me over the holidays, and it's comfy. Is it bright green? Is it too bright green?
Yeah. Well, he also knows that you're driving around this town now on a motorcycle, and with that bright green shirt, you're not going to miss him.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, Adam knows how much I love that he hates on me for loving Seattle.
I don't hate on you for loving Seattle.
In a lovingly way.
Yeah. I think they have the ugliest colors in the NFL.
Well, not that, but remember when we went up to Seattle for the tour and we landed?
God, yeah.
All I could do for probably 4 states prior to getting to Seattle, I'm just like, guys are going to love it, man. They've never been. I'm like, you guys, the air's cleaner. The trees are fresher.
Shut up about the air. We get out, we're like, hey, smells pretty fucking normal. And he's like, no.
Take a bigger whiff.
It is crisper. Can't you smell that? And they're like, no. Yeah. And then everywhere we'd go, it smells like shit right here. And you're like, well, we're getting the smell from the...
We go to the space and I'm like, if you guys look right over there, Bill Gates' house. Like, from like... 10,000 feet away, but I'm just so like
you were like a wine, you were like a wine sommelier with air. Like, oh no, don't you get the earth tones from the great Pacific Northwest in this air that you certainly don't get from down south?
Remember, close just your left eye and take a whiff.
Portland smells like shit.
Seattle smells like yum.
It's pride. That's your hometown. Yeah. You're raised there, and you don't get to go home as often as you like. So when you're introducing your friends to your town,
thanks, Brad.
Fuck you, Adam.
Hey, tell us how pumped you are for the movie to come out,
dude. Yeah, I'm pumped. It's
the trailer's fucking so dope.
The movie's good. Like, that's what's cool about it is it's. I've been in some other movies, you know. Pitch Perfect, The Intern, or whatever. And I thought they were good movies, but I was like, they're not for me. You know, I probably wouldn't seek out Pitch Perfect to go watch.
Yeah.
And then if I watched it, I'd probably be pleasantly surprised.
Yep.
It was a good movie. But like, it wouldn't be something that I would
on your radar and be like,
and go, this is my jam. Yeah.
Midnight showing on Thursday. Pitch Perfect.
I saw an advanced screening of it, and it really is super funny.
Can't fucking wait.
Yeah, everyone's good in it.
Well, how nervous are you when you watch that first screening of it, because you're like, oh god, if this movie sucks.
I heard really good things, and my agent and snuck in and saw it, and she was like, oh my god, it's so good.
Get
and
ready.
Like, and she like hates on, like, she's a monster.
Harsh critic.
Yeah, she hates on
you
things.
Gotta be.
So she would tell me, she would just go like, you're not doing publicity, we'll get you out. You know, she'll
get on that motorcycle,
but
get
she's
hurt.
Like, you're doing all the publicity. Right. Yeah. Get on the motorcycle, drive
take
off a cliff, kill yourself because you're no longer my client. Bye bye.
Just
bye-bye,
full
Adam.
On
you're
Thelma and
me.
Louise this shit.
You're just dead to me out. And hopefully everyone else.
But you know what? It's extra special to me because when you went and chemistry read for it, and then we went
right before tour,
was reading the lines with you when you were going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this could not be more your part, but you were reading up against, I think, maybe 2 other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back from that, and it was great. And then I think when we get on tour, then did you have to go. That was it. You didn't have to go back again.
No, I didn't go back again. They were really on the fence about me because they didn't know. Like, because the president. Oh, the president of the studio is like a 50-year-old woman who doesn't know. She just knows me from Pitch Perfect,
right.
And she doesn't know Workaholics at all. And she's like,
doesn't
I don't know.
The following doesn't that it has.
Yeah,
and
so
that.
She was like, I don't know, who is this guy? And the other actors that they had were guys that have been in bigger, like they've been in movies,
be honest,
that had bigger parts.
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah,
you
Tucci
beat out Stanley
and Paul
Tucci.
Giamatti.
Tucci
yeah.
and Giamatti.
Yeah.
Constantly taking out Devine for roles.
Yeah, to play Efron's brother.
What a great call.
Drink four for the first Stanley Tucci reference.
And then you had a...
Check it off your list. He's got hard dicks.
You had
the Condor story, and
I got Stanley Tucci references for days. Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, we could do that.
Come on the pod if you're listening. but you had the brilliant idea of, okay, I need to take it up a notch somehow. And then we were in D.C. or Philly?
D.C., yeah.
One of all sold-out shows. D.C., you've been to the Lincoln Theater, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, 3,000.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable, epic, like old vintage. A, it was a show that probably shouldn't have happened. The only one on the tour.
Yeah.
Because there was a fucking snow blizzard. And literally, his Twitter is getting blown up. and we're just seeing all these weather reports. And everyone's like...
Remember, we were like in the gym. And they were like... I get the call from Isaac going, hey, they want to cancel the show. What do you do? And we're like, we're already here.
We're
like,
here. Let's
we're here. Even if we do it for 50 people...
It'll be dope.
We did it. And everyone else can get their money back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And those 50 people will have like the best story...
Yeah, it'll be insane.
And so it'll be a fun show for you guys too, because like your comics, you're used to doing shows at small clubs.
I mean, it
would have
been unique too if it was 50 people
in
a 3,000
theater. Yeah,
I don't even know. The laughs
probably would have just invited them up on stage and like do it in the round.
Let's
probably
talk.
Yeah.
We're hanging at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're all expecting this show is not happening. Like it's not happening probably because like there was too many different heads coming in being like. And then also the amount of traffic online that was like, we're 3 hours out and the roads are just ice, but we're coming anyway. We were, fuck, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe don't.
Maybe don't.
Because dying on the
32
way
32 Ted on the way to comedian Adam. Monster comic Adam Devine forced his fans to get high and drive.
He...
Yeah, so we show up and Kyle Walsh... gets there to set the merch up and check out the venue. Mm. And I remember, I think he just shot us a text and was like, it's fucking packed. And it was like, oh, hell fucking yeah. This is going to be like the craziest night ever.
Yes.
Because now you have 3,000 people that have risked death to see a show.
That was one of the very best shows on tour. It was insane. And I was like, hey, if this is a good show, let's go out and make a video at the very end, and Adam came on stage, and Kyle, we actually used Kyle's footage, and he shot it like he was a motherfucking cinematographer, like a director of photography.
That helped, by the way.
Yeah, it was great, and we shot this awesome video of people chanting Mike and Dave, like everyone in the audience is chanting Mike and Dave, and I look in the camera, and I'm like, I'm gonna be Mike, I know it, and then I'm
with
like, thank
all
you, good night. Everybody's
behind
like,
him.
That's awesome. And so they don't even, because at this point,
I explained,
they don't
I was
know
like,
what it is.
It was a great show, and at the very end, I'm like, guys, I'm about to get out of here. Could you do me a favor?
Mm.
I have this movie that I really, really wanted. It'd be perfect for me. It'd be huge for my career. But they don't. The powers that be. Don't think that I'm ready for it.
You're not Stanley Tucci material.
Yeah, I'm not Tucci yet. can you help me? And then I went around and individually asked every one of them. It took a while.
But it was worth it.
It was awesome.
It's unbelievable. And then that, and
such
so then they see
move.
That, and you know what? It's like that type of shit too. That like, and I don't know if you've just always had that in you as far as like thinking outside the box like that, but. Or did somebody come to you, did anybody in your team go like, hey, man, it's this close. Like, what can you do? Or
well, I was trying to because that tour was pretty eye-opening for me going like – because we were doing big venues and I'd never done big venues.
Prior to that tour, we'd done maybe 4 weekends, which were dope, but 600 max.
Yeah. And
you didn't know your audience.
We didn't know it. And they were going, we think we could do like – 2,000, 2,500, like 3,000 seat theaters.
When someone says that to you, do you just look at them like, Bullshit.
Well, it's my agent's their job to like calculate, and like they do the math, and I don't know what the fuck they do.
Right. Or some algorithm.
Yeah, but they're like, we think you can sell
divine minus Tucci equals cha-ching.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Plus Tucci. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, he's a great opener. He's got six.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so it's cool to go and see the audiences and like mm-hmm. and see how many people actually were willing to show up is pretty eye-opening.
Yeah. Cool. Well, and the coolest part about that is you remember being, like, coming up in all the comics that you admired and that you would go see in a theater setting and how pumped you were. Like, this is the greatest
shit ever. I've never seen a comic in a theater.
Really?
To this day. I've never.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I've always saw them at the improv.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would still have times when you, like, say it's a rock concert.
Yeah.
Like, you were pumped going to that venue. Totally. And, like,
when you were seeing Saves the Day.
Yeah.
Right. Were they?
When Save Ferris finally came to your town.
Yeah, Bowling for Soup.
good pull.
Hey, I could do this all day. Zebra Head.
Yeah.
Yellow Card. Simple Plan.
Real Big Fish.
Real Big
Goldfinger.
Fish.
Goldfinger.
great concert, by the way.
Yeah. You saw them live?
No, I've seen them
What
live.
Was their...
Here in your bedroom, turn my lights on. You don't wake up tomorrow. You still feel the same. You have changed, but I still stay the same. Cause I still stay the same. Oh, I still stay the same.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you.
Good
for...
Good job, Brad. Yeah. That's that radio DJ in him.
Yeah. Hey, coming in on number 7, it's Goldfinger. Come out the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack, which is where this song actually was. That is a correct reference.
Yeah,
wow.
That is
good
for
you.
There you go. It's called Superman.
You can't.
What's cool
give
is
me...
I played this for my girlfriend, who is, she just turned 24. And she's like, what the fuck is this?
It is so off her radar.
It's so foreign.
God. It's foreign.
What a bummer.
It's bizarre.
Well, and then how much does she freak out when you show her how to dance to ska music?
Yeah.
That weird ass stomping around.
Yeah.
Kinda,
so angry
her pussy
at the earth.
Just sews itself up.
You're like, why are you so angry? There's horns. Horns are happy.
Yeah, horns are happy.
Horns are happy music. Why are you just so mad?
It really is the beautiful brass that is blasted.
Well, what's funny, how old are you, Brad?
I'm 32.
And how old are you? 30.
Oh, wow, dude, it's a personal.
34?
33, baby.
Are you 37?
Wow. 40, how dare you? 48? You know what, though?
No, we're all the same.
Yeah, we're all the
same age.
Yeah.
There was really like a 4-year period that you could be in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That music hit home for you.
1,000%.
And then if you're on any other side, you are fringe as a motherfucker. Like if you are between 30 and 34, yeah. maybe 5, you definitely know that music and probably have some sort of affection to it.
Absolutely.
Or you hate it, but you definitely
know it's a part
that.
Of your world,
yeah,
whether you love it or hate it.
But if you're 36, you're like, I guess. I wasn't really so neutral.
And then
you're like, Pearl Jam was mine. And we're like, Pearl Jam, you old fuck.
You don't know about the Mighty Mighty Boston?
Yeah.
Come on, Pearl Jam.
That music's bullshit.
How old are
I
you?
I listen to Zebra Head when I go to sleep. Playmate of the year.
Oh, my God.
Someone else knows a Zebra Head song.
Wait, what would be your, because we've all done comedy cruises. You did with Weezer. Mm-hmm. I did with the New Kids. Brad did with Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes,
cool.
I did.
Yeah. That's cool.
Legends of Rock Cruise. Frampton and, like, yeah. And so he had
Frampton and Friends. And it's, you're the friend.
I'm just like, hey, guys. I'm the friend.
Frampton and Friends. And it's just Brad.
It was.
Wait, who else was it?
Grand Funk Railroad. It was Fog Hat.
Jesus,
it was.
This is my dad's all time.
Steppenwolf. Oh,
did you tell Dennis about this concert?
I did. And he was like, why didn't you call me?
Ooh. Fog Hat.
Well, my dad got real excited. It sounds like he's about to take off. You know? It's like, sounds like an engine. He's like,
yeah, buddy. I brought my parents on this cruise because that's like their kind of music too. Uh-huh. And like, okay, I've done now 2 Showtime specials, appeared in the Tonight Show, and TV appearances, whatever. I swear, me being able to be on stage with the tambourine during Foghat's Slow Ride, I think is my dad's proudest moment as a parent. He's like that's what he tells all his guys. Like, that's God, what he tells all his friends. Best. Like, no, he had the tambourine during Slow Ride, yeah, and he was ripping it.
He ripped it.
What would be your dream cruise of those bands we just mentioned? Like, if you could put together, like,
would be Blink-182 gets back together. Good Charlotte gets back together.
With the twins.
Goldfinger.
Mm-hmm.
Figures
real
out
big,
where they are.
Real Big Fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, do you need a fifth?
Throw in some MXPX. And,
Jesus Christ.
Or a Rancid, and I'm... Woo!
Ruby
I'm feeling
Soho.
Good.
I'm feeling good. God. You know what? You're getting to that point to where you could, well, I was going to say put in your rider. If you opened a theater and you go, only if these five bands show up and play before me.
Yeah.
And Purple Skittles. But if you're like, hey, I want to do a cruise that's like based around you, and you like pick those bands.
Little MXPX.
Brad, you're making me wonder why you left the radio job, because you're fucking quick, dude.
Coming in red-headed Goldfinger at number five, it's MXPX. It's I Heard That Sound, A Mile Away.
Yeah.
I put one.
Oh, yeah. Heard that.
I mean, classic.
I mean, this is going to a house party. At high school.
Cool. Yeah, what I love about this music, it's like, it's so cinematic to me. I imagine just like a party and then just like coming through and the camera's just pushing through and people are like peeling away
right.
The camera keeps pushing and then you see like the girl. Chelsea.
The girl.
Girl. And she looks your way and then suddenly you like get the camera whips over to you and you pound your red cup. And then she goes back to her, and she's a little grossed out that you just chugged her.
Those music videos were the best.
Yeah.
Good Charlotte, I loved Good Charlotte, because this one goes out to everyone who's picked last to gym class. This is for you!
Dude, yeah. They had personal shout-outs.
It made me laugh even then. Yeah. You're just like, that is hilarious that they're just...
Well, and you would see...
for the nerds!
Yeah. And you're like, wait, you have tattoos and like you guys are getting laid like crazy. What do you mean the nerds?
Those kids who got stuffed in lockers, we hope you're out by now and can hear this song!
Sorry we did that.
Wait, we'll sing a little louder.
I didn't mean to. Yeah. I used to be a bully. How about you?
I mean, that's
your next role, dude.
I think we got to go on the road and just like that guy who's in his 40s but is still in the ska
I swear to you, I would love if I get one script that is like guy who's still trying to be in a pop punk band.
Okay, I guess I'm writing that tonight
because they're all those songs are so easy to sing.
Yeah,
because
you just get a little nasally, like you're like just
sing
because like
up
you're
here.
Just getting over a cold.
Yeah. Oh my God,
I haven't taken my NyQuil yet.
But there's a formula.
Yeah, you gotta pick. A season,
yeah,
and a location. So you got to be like in the summer in the city,
and then an emotion or something.
In the winter in the country,
falls in Texas. We're never the same without you.
Hey. Our dreams are a thing of the past. And then,
I'll kick your ass. Hand me that glass. Smoke it up. Pass it to a friend. Let's do it all over again.
Dude, did you write
Simple Plan?
I'll do anything.
Yeah, right? I do anything. Now, I'm from Southern California, so we were like Blink-182 and the Ataris. We're our two bands. Yeah. Do you guys have like a band like it was like from Omaha that was like, this is our guys?
Well, it was 311.
311's from Omaha.
They're from Omaha.
Hell yes.
So we love the shit out of them.
Yeah.
But then it became like real like pop punk and mm-hmm. more hardcore punk was like kind of what took hold in Omaha for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Now see,
besides like the Connor Oberst and like the Bright Eyes and like the super sensitive shit that like we were like, nah,
now
that's not for us.
Adam's from Seattle, so he doesn't know what it's like to have a band like from his city make it, because Seattle's not really like.
Okay, I see what you're doing, Brad, and I go ahead and raise you a Connect Four playset. I wanted none of this music was used in House Party though, right? No ska or old school. It was all classic Hawaiian.
Oh, for this season of House Party, we did some pop punky stuff a little bit, but yeah.
Who's the big dude that closed out the? Can you even say it again? Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jay Boog.
Wow,
he was awesome, and they're
so
great.
Dope.
Yeah, yeah, it was super fun to, and they're like Hawaiian guys, so it was fun for them to.
Springs in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Summer fun, waterfalls. Becca, I'm still thinking about you. I'm still dreaming about you.
It was always like,
your boyfriend doesn't know what he's got.
Scott, yeah. Did they say Scott, or did he just drag out the S and he's?
In the summer in the city.
In the city, in the summer. A lot of lyrics
she's
are just...
She's got long brown hair. She's not wearing any underwear. Yeah!
It's a friend way in the background.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And I know that there's...
Where's your panties?
There's somebody listening going, how can you guys not mention Newfound Glory, you pieces of shit?
Yeah, well, and to that I say...
What's cool is this is the worst podcast. We've just evolved into people are going to be listening at home,
disagree.
Like going, oh God, we're singing again.
I disagree. Well, we've watched the Trump fans.
Yeah.
House Party season 3 starts.
I made America great again for this.
starts tonight because this is coming out on Thursday.
Woo!
March 3rd, baby.
Hell yeah,
season
baby.
3, baby.
I know, season 3, who would have thunk it?
And some great young comics on the show. A comic who you stopped in on his podcast, we'll be releasing
my
at a
later date.
My
boy Leonard Oots.
Leonard Oots.
Oots, I did it again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, better be the name of his album. It better.
Well, I have a feeling it won't be, but...
I don't know.
I don't know.
I disagree.
What's special about this season versus New Orleans and L.A.?
It's a totally different vibe. It was a more stonier vibe than New Orleans.
Yes.
New Orleans was just a shotgun blast. We were drunk every night until like 4 or 5 a.m. and then had to wake up by like 10 or 11 to start work and noon.
Yeah.
And then Hawaii was just super chill. Everybody was just high all the time.
The atmosphere really plays into the vibe of the set, yeah?
Yeah. It was super fun, man. And it was cool like with the whole crew and all the comics and getting the comics to like a lot of these guys are like from, you know, Brooklyn and shit. They're from New York and they've
Midwest.
Never been a lot of them haven't been to LA, let alone Hawaii.
That was really cool to see. I hadn't been to Hawaii. I've been to like islands, I guess, but like Hawaii is a different beast, man. And getting to see that was so that's just another element too of how dope the show is, because if it was just your typical stand-up show, you wouldn't be going to these places and comics wouldn't even be exposing. So it's like seeing some of the looks in some of these comics' eyes of like, I fucking can't believe, like,
I'm getting paid to be here.
Yeah, man. And it makes the set, it makes the whole set like even that more special. It makes the energy.
Everyone's in a great
mood.
And
everyone's super loose when they do a house party. And it's like you see comics and like you see the same comics and they'll do Conan or they'll do Kimmel or whatever they mm-hmm. what
Bonnie Hunt.
And mm-hmm. they do the sure. Bonnie Hunt show.
Rest in peace, that show.
But they do one of these shows, and you see them, and they're like kind of nervous, and they're sweating, and they're like—it's
like the first time they've worn a suit ever.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not wearing what they would normally wear, and like mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like you can. The jokes will still play, and you can still see that they're funny, and there's something behind it. But our show is just how they are when they're crushing at their local club, wherever it is. It could be in Kansas City, could be Chicago, could be New York, could be LA, could be anywhere. And seeing them on our show is like seeing them at their local club.
It's a true representation of like, oh, okay, so that's how that person is. And I love that the audience is pumped because sometimes, like you said, like on these late night shows, like the audience is almost like a golf audience, like very like, that was a clever punchline. Yeah. You know? And it's like, no, this is a comedy show. This is fun.
No, the energy in Hawaii was dope. And I will say, too, as a testament to you, like it starts at the top, man. Like you're so good with the comics and with your – obviously, you brought a lot of your crew out there, but just like – you know, there's a definite, like, awareness from everybody else of, like, you know, being professional, but also – because, like, it's your shit, and you're running – you're in everything, but, like, you still maintain – I, got to have the days to myself before warm-up, and, like, but when I would come to set and stuff and observe, and it's, like, that's a different hat, man. I've told you that before. It's, like, really unique to be able to set the tone like that. It helps the whole show, and I know you know that.
Yeah, I think it's I'm lucky enough that I sort of have always worn that hat because I've always produced my own stuff since doing web stuff back in the day, and I've always written my own stuff and acted in my own stuff. So, like, I'm lucky in that respect that it's I'm comfortable doing it, and it doesn't take away from my on-screen performance because I'm so used to doing it.
Yeah.
And on top of, like, you know, having good rapport with the comics and the crew, it's like, it's fun. It's like, what we do is, like, so fun. It's like, I hate when people are, like, shitty or rude to people or mean, and you're just like, oh, or did you not dream about doing this when you were a little kid? And, like, now all your dreams are coming true, and now you're an asshole?
Yeah,
like,
and you're still finding ways to be pissed off?
Yeah,
like,
you're still finding
how?
Ways to be mad? Like, I understand, like, you're hungry and we're running a little late and we're not breaking for lunch soon enough. Grab a fucking granola bar, shut the fuck up, and continue living your dream.
Yeah. Granola bar. Granola bar, silencing assholes since 1984. Thanks, Quaker. Yeah, you rode a horse, dude.
I know, that was best. I've never ridden a horse before. I was I take that back. I rode a horse this past summer. When I was in Hawaii. It's actually the same.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if it's the same horse, but I did the same, like, little loop.
Probably was.
It probably was the exact horse it called
to me. It knew you.
But
you that was so dope.
It was so fun.
And then Adam, you don't choose the horse. The horse chooses you. Wow. He's up on the pot. Well, by the way,
never ride horses in the sunset ever again.
And then having
in the city.
One thing I also just the amount of cool extracurricular things you can do in Hawaii. I went zip lining and almost had a panic attack on a. It was 200 feet up in the air and 2,500 feet from end to end.
Yeah.
And when they told us that, I was like, cool. So where's the ladder to get down from here? And I only say that because I had smoked a fat blunt before and stakes were high, higher than normal. But you told me one thing that I feel like I should have done was the helicopter ride.
Oh, and that helicopter ride.
And that you go over what again?
You literally – you got to get – I forget the guy's name. I feel bad about it. But the younger guy, if you're ever at Turtle Bay Resort on Oahu, North Shore, this dude, he will take you up. The helicopter is the helicopter from Magnum P.I. It's the same.
Nice.
Or at least they painted the same. It looks the same. You don't know the difference. But they pick you up. He, like, DJs the whole event. So he takes off, and you're like – it's like –
you want that going up.
Yeah, and all you're like, you're pumped. And then he goes over this
–
crest, and you're like, where are we going? And then he flips the switch, and it goes to and you bomb – over the mountain, just like they do in the movie, and he soars over in the fields where all the dinosaurs are running around, and there's giant dinosaur footprints that they had in the movie that they left preserved to be like, this is where they shot it.
That's
and you go right over top of it. It is gnarly.
I would probably cry. I'm not even kidding.
They have the Jurassic Park theme music. Like, you know what? It's like you. I love that because it's like, you're in a helicopter flying over Hawaii. That should be good enough, but no. He kicks it up to like one extra notch.
By the way,
that is awesome.
How many dudes with their chicks on that ride, when the music's playing, they come over, lean over, and in the voice go, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." And the girls go, "Okay."
I did. I definitely did.
Yeah,
that.
Good.
And Chloe's like, what?
What movie is that?
And she's like, I can't hear you. We don't.
I was
there's
seven.
Loud rotor blades.
Yeah.
Huh?
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
I'm not even watching it.
It doesn't really work when I'm not doing the voice.
She's like, why are you screaming at me? I'm just trying to take
it. I said, welcome.
You don't get it.
I'm out of here.
Surf champion Kelly Slater came to one of the shows.
Yeah, Surfer Bar.
That was dope. That was dope to be. And another, again, like dope thing about having it be on location was that like the surf championships of the world were going on.
Yeah, it was the Vans Triple Crown of surfing was happening.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And like just meaning like the like I presented at the Surf Line.
Yeah.
Or Surfer Pool. And which is like their like Academy Awards of like surfing, but it's hilarious. It's like most gnarly wipeout.
Let me just say, he told me he was doing that. I wanted to go so bad. Then I see it on like their public access station that night, and I'm just sitting there smoking a joint in my hotel room. It's like 3 a.m. and it comes on, and I'm like watching. It was the greatest shit ever because they were so broed out, and Adam was clearly like just comedy was not prominent that evening. No. And so for Adam to be funny was already hilarious and then even funnier because – but they didn't quite know how to react to it when he would
make
jokes.
Are they wearing tuxes or are they wearing Hawaiian shirts and like
– They were like dressed up for
surfers.
Hawaii.
Yeah,
for surfers. Okay. So they're still like not wearing shoes.
Yeah.
But like the dude right before me
tube
was just like – I mean because you see like the other award – oh, the winners were like I would just like to thank like my friends for supporting me. That's what's up. And then they walk off stage and you're like, whoa, that was a bad speech.
I would like to thank the spirit of the ocean. And
no one was even that deep. It was just like I'd like to give it up for gnarly fucking dudes. And then people scream and then they're like, yeah.
By the way, if there's anything about the Academy Awards that we could adapt, it's that. If Morgan Freeman was like, I'd like to thank all my pals, that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
Out. Much better, a flowier award show.
Absolutely. Why not?
So March 3rd, tonight.
Tonight,
Comedy
baby.
Comedy Central. What time?
12:30 in the A.
Get it.
Set your DVRs or stay up.
Set your DVRs if you're 92, I guess.
Yeah, you
just
know.
Just stay up. 12:30 is the new 10:30.
Deep, Adam Ray.
Oh, I liked that.
I like what he says about times. That guy knows times.
I like actually being late at night because it makes –
It's stand-up. It's where it belongs.
Stand-up, yeah. It should be at night. Yeah. And then it kind of makes you feel like you found it, you know?
Totally.
I don't want to be prime time and have all the eyeballs and everyone watching and
easy
loving it.
Easy with your
it.
Attendance.
Yeah. I want it late,
and all the bags of money.
Night.
Good luck finding it. Search
I
it.
I want it to feel like a surprise. Like, I've never heard of this show.
Yeah. Well, people have, and they will continue after the season.
Because, like, if you think about, like, we had, when we were coming up, we had, like, Premium Blend, we had, like, Live at Gotham. Those were all the avenues where a sort of, like, if you weren't a headliner yet, you couldn't get a Tonight Show, maybe you can get a Premium Blend set, maybe you can get a Live at Gotham set. And that really kind of set your career. And now, you're kind of that show, because I can't think of other shows that are
doing that. You basically took over the Live at Gotham spot.
Yeah. Well, and because Adam and I both have comic friends that were like giving us tapes or being like, hey, how can we get this to Adam Devine? Like, you know, mm-hmm. Adam Devine. Like, so now guys are like,
oh, it's the show now.
Yeah. Guys are seeking you out.
My mom wants to get on. I'm like, open with the gook, and you've got
Puddin'.
She's got
a
tight
10 up front.
She's got a tight 10.
Would you ever do, you know how the way, game shows, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Remember when they did like, now it's Warren Sapp and
like
David Hasselhoff,
like
celebrity,
edition.
Like, would you do like a mom or like all mom house party?
I mean, absolutely, I would.
mom of comedians.
You heard that, Penny and Puddin'. Get your all tag right. 7 ready.
Yeah. Oh my god!
I would love to see my mom do stand up comedy. It would be
well. Her
best.
Facebook posts. She's halfway there.
Oh yeah. God.
She posted one the other day. I'm gonna find it if you don't mind.
Penny, well,
you're the best.
And she's just the sweetest woman.
She's just so sweet.
It's weird. I don't really like when I went out to dinner with him. Like I try to be like respectful, like not curse and be like my stupid frat boy self. Yeah. And then, but then she gets like two glasses of wine in her, and then she's like, got a worse mouth than I do. And I'm like, oh, okay, I got a curse just to keep up.
Yeah.
Penny Devine, you're the coolest. You posted on February 28th, 8:55, fixing Dennis's lunch after putting Icy Hot on a sore muscle. Probably wasn't a good idea. Well, he does love spicy food. I'm pretty sure I remembered to wash my hands. Maybe. Dude.
Penny!
You can't write that. Like, I
You can't laugh. Write that. She did.
She did. She's fucking funny. Hey, man, you get it from your folks, and you definitely do.
Yeah.
All right. House party tonight. Mike and Dave's coming out.
July 8th, baby.
Watch it. It sounds like I've seen the preview. It looks amazing.
It's gonna crush.
I can't wait to see this thing. And
yeah, thanks, man.
Zac Efron, I think, is becoming very sort of self-aware. Like his comedy chops. I don't know if it started like when I saw him in Neighbors or whatever. I'm like, dude, this guy's got comedy. Yeah. Like, and he knows what he looks like. He knows he's like the Uber. Sort of good-looking dude, and he plays it up. It's
what
great.
What Zach is so good at is just committing so hard. I mean, he's a very good actor, and he commits so hard. So when he has good stuff to say, he sells the shit out of
people
it.
Who aren't rooted in comedy, I think that's one thing that they maybe don't – that they miss the boat on is to really excel. Like, it's just committing without even, you know, just all in.
Well,
I guess what you just said.
Yeah. I think that probably
what I just said, Adam.
I think that probably just comes from having a huge dick.
Yeah, it must be having the big, handsome cock.
He does.
So go to gay's dick. What is it?
Gay times.
GayDick.com. What is it? Gay times.
You know what? Get this right, because if you type in gay dick whatever into Google, you're gonna get some weird shit.
You're gonna get an old school detective from the '50s. Gay dick. I'm solving crimes and sucking cock.
I would love if that was an old 50s.
It was right after My Dick. Three Sons on Nick at Night.
How do you think I got the My Three Sons?
And go see Mike and Dave so that you can do Mike and Dave 1 through 6.
Yeah. Mike and Dave do Japan.
All right. Over under, who gets more sequels, Mike and Dave or Air Bud?
How many sequels does Air Bud have?
About 7.
And we'll find out the answer on the next podcast. Till we continue.
So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or AboutLastNightPodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.